Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It is Dukes and Bell. We've been talking about our Falcons beating up on those Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? But we got to talk some dogs. And before we do, Mike, I know you're excited about the dogs. And I know you are excited about the fact that they're going to put it all together and get this right and move in the right direction. And, well, Mike, I mean, to be quite honest with you, I know how excited you are about this dog football team.
All my friends are dog fans.
I am Carson Beck a bum.
I've gone from calling him a bum to telling you right now, Georgia Bulldogs will not win another natty for Kirby with this guy under center. Georgia cannot win a championship this year with Carson Beck playing quarterback. Done.
Let's talk some dogs. Connor Riley joins us from Dog Nation. Connor, I've been saying not the standard you want to live up to. The expectations have changed for dog fans. Normally you squeak out a win, and it wasn't a squeak, right? It was 14 points, but you say, all right, we should have beaten them way more points than just 14. Tell me your thoughts about this game. And listen, you just heard Mike. This is what we've been discussing all weekend. I can't get over, regardless of how they won, the fact that the quarterback continues to make multiple mistakes in these games that will at some point cost them.
I think to say that Georgia won't win a national title after the way Carson Beck played this game in particular and the way this team played in particular, I think it's wildly overreactionary. Like, yes, Carson Beck can't play this poorly and Georgia continue to win football games. It's not going to happen. It's the first time in 20 years that a quarterback has thrown three interceptions in back-to-back games, and that team has won both of those games. He's got to do a better job of protecting the football. There have been dozens of stories written at this point about why that's the case, about why he's had more turnovers this year, about why he's forcing the ball, about why his decision-making is what it is. But I will say with this Florida game in particular, it's hard to take away and change long-term thinking based on this game. It's a Florida team that was 9 of 28 passing the football, and I know they lost E.J. Lagway early in that game, but he was 2 of 7 when he left that game at that point in the contest there. It's not exactly like he was going out there and throwing for 150 yards and three touchdowns in the early part of that game. He had one nice throw to a wide-open receiver. But on that, Florida's offense didn't really do a whole lot this day. And the strength of this Georgia team, we had known for a while, was the defense and how it was able to play complementary football. And that line of thinking hasn't changed all that much for me. I was able to watch a good bit of that Ohio State-Penn State game. And with what I saw from Ohio State in that game, a team that going into the season was believed to be the most talented team in the country, my opinion on them has not shifted all that much. And while Carson Beck can't continue to play this poorly, I don't think that he will play to the level that we saw against Florida on Saturday.
Connor, we'll never know that if DJ Lagway would have coughed it up had he stayed in the whole game, but he certainly was giving them a spark, and that explosive play, the thing that we talked about last week, he gave you an explosive play. Maybe there were more to come if he doesn't blow out that hamstring or whatever that was when he leaves the game. Different game. When you got a guy, let's be honest, an Ivy League transfer, that's a bit of a different animal under center. But I just thought, you know, Georgia, kind of like the Falcons, they both had chances to pull away and just looked kind of mediocre at times.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair point to make. I think once Lagway left the game, I think Georgia's defensive game plan went much more conservative in nature. They weren't going to be as aggressive in trying to get after Aiden Warner there and try and force him into making mistakes. They knew they didn't necessarily have to do that. Now, you probably don't love the touchdown that they gave up there in the fourth quarter with that drive there, but overall, again, you know, sure you want to see the performance like you had against Texas where you have seven sacks, but you know you're not going to be able to do that every single week. And so I think this week against an Ole Miss team that, you know, not as good as I think they're being made out to be right now with how their offense is played. I know they scored 63 points against Arkansas on Saturday. The first time all season they've scored more than 30 points in an SEC game. But I think this game this Saturday on the road where, you know, look, you're probably going to have a lot of people picking Ole Miss. Coming off that one performance, they're going to be able to beat this Georgia team. I still feel very confident in what this Georgia team is going to be able to go out and do, even, again, with the struggles that Carson Beck has. I still believe in the talent of this defense and what this team is ultimately going to be able to achieve. And the defense in particular is the big reason why. If you can give me any unit in college football in terms of, you know, the Ohio State offense, the Oregon offense, Ole Miss offense, Texas defense, whoever, I would still say that Georgia's defense is the single best unit in all of college football, and that is why I think I have the confidence in which I do in this team going into Saturday.
It's Connor Riley, guys. We're talking about the Florida game. Dogs win. They are 7-1. So tell me what your level of concern then. Because Carson Beck, I've said, is holding them back. Mike has gone even further than that. But this is the second game in a row and the third time this season where he's had three picks. And even though I agree with you, the talent level of this team is basically picking him up, right? The defense has been able to pick him up. What is your level of concern? Because is this a trend or is this who he is?
I think right now it's safe to say that this is definitely a trend. 11 interceptions in the last five games. Four of those five games, he's had multiple interceptions to this point. And it's clear he's pressing. He's feeling, I think, some additional pressure. He's frustrated. Again, no Brock Bowers, no Lyle McConkey. We can go on and on about why he is different. But I thought what was so alarming about Saturday in particular, those first two interceptions, was came on first down. There were extended plays. He didn't need to be a hero in that moment, especially against the Florida team that, you know, yes, sure, they lost Lagway. But even if Lagway had been able to play, Georgia was still a good bit better than. And so when you're forcing and making those kind of mistakes, that's where – I think it shifts into another realm. Like, you know, the Alabama game, you know, we can dissect those individual interceptions and turnovers, whatnot, but he played a good bit better against Alabama than he did against Florida. And you know, the Texas game too, again, you know, not all those throws were necessarily his fault, but when you start doing that and you put the whole picture together, it's certainly a trend. I will say this, if he's going to keep throwing three interceptions, yes, Georgia's not going to win a national championship. You don't beat good teams doing that. But I think that we've got enough of a body of work when it comes to Carson Beck over the course of his Georgia career, or even this season when he doesn't have, you know, Brock Bowers and Lyle McConkey, that he still brings a positive to the table. You know, again, he said it himself on Saturday. Georgia offense didn't really stop itself. Carson was the only reason for that. And so if Carson is able to get out of his own way and get out of his own head, which I believe is the current issue right now, I think that this Georgia offense can function at a high level. It's just got to do a better job of stop turning the ball over. And I think it's fair to be concerned if you think that this is going to continue. And I don't think that it's going to continue at the same rate that it has, but he's clearly shown that he is a turnover-prone player this year.
It is Connor Riley, guys, from Dog Nation. You got to go on the road to Oxford, and that's a high-powered, high-octane offense. They just had a passing record over 500 yards for Jackson Dart. So if you want to get into a shooting match, that's the wrong team for that. And then we just found out Saturday night will be Saturday night. It's the Vols coming to town. That'll be a 7:30 start at Sanford Stadium. So what does Bobo do to fix it? I mean, seriously, he's got 4 years in this program. He's worked with Todd Monken. Todd Monken was tough love on Stetson Bennett.
You sound frustrated.
I am frustrated. Does this guy need a kick in the ass? I mean, what's going on here?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Here. Yeah, I think with Carson, you know, you wonder... And I think maybe it's fair to do so. NIL, everything off the field that has come with him going into the season. You know, Stetson Bennett, to an extent, didn't have to deal with the same level of pressure that I think comes with all the NIL money off the field and attachments and things like that.
But he never got the respect. Stetson Bennett never got the respect. That's I mean,
exactly.
On the other side.
And that Carson respect was really cooked in this year. A lot of people, myself included, thought he could be the number one quarterback in this year's NFL draft class. And that's not the case. I will say on Mike Bobo here, like, look, I know he's not Todd Monken. I don't know if you've watched the Baltimore Ravens and what they're doing on a week-in, week-out basis. I don't believe there's anybody in the game of football, college or pro right now, that is doing a better job of diagnosing and calling up plays than Todd Monken. There was always going to be a step down when you lose someone like that. That's just the reality of winning championships and losing guys like that. But I will defend Mike Bobo in this regard. Mike Bobo's not the one out there throwing those interceptions. And it's not like they're poor play designs that are leading to that. I think it's, again, much of these interceptions are on Carson. Right. That's the alarming thing. And I'll ask you this, Mike. Which offense would you rather have? The one that in five SEC games has only scored more than 30 points once, or the one that in six SEC games has scored 30 points all but one time?
Good question. But here's the thing. I think it'd be the same if ETN's not 100%. Because you don't have a lot of depth at running back, so you're going to have to continue to kind of lean on Carson Beck to be the man.
So, but you didn't answer the question there. And there are mitigating factors on the Ole Miss side as well. Ole Miss has scored only
No, the key to a great debate is not answering the question if you don't have an answer for it. It's just changing the subject. I'm just saying, yeah, no, obviously you want to be the team that's putting up those numbers, but you can't go, especially with the playoffs coming. You're going to be going up in these single elimination games where you can't afford three interceptions.
Why are you taking this out on Connor? Connor is here to fill us in on what went down and how this is playing out. And you are taking this out on Connor. You are a frustrated fan right now that is taking this out on a guy that gives his heart and soul to this show.
Connor, I'm speaking for a lot of Dog Nation friends of mine, alum boosters. And I know that this was the last thing we expected, that this was going to continue to be a thing. And it's a thing. The Beck interception thing is now a real thing nationwide.
I do agree. But Connor's saying it's not going to deter them from getting to their goals, right?
To Mike's credit, it could deter them from getting to their goals. We've seen that already this year. But, like, again, you know, look, he threw three interceptions against Texas, and it was never that close. They threw three interceptions, and he had four turnovers against Alabama. The reason they lost that game is because they gave up touchdowns in the first 4 points of the game. This defense is still good enough, in my opinion, to win Georgia a national championship. You know, for all that Stetson Bennett was in that 2022 team where he was great and a big reason, maybe even the biggest, they won a national title, in 2021 they rode that defense to a national championship. And I think that they're going to have to follow that theory again. Going into this season, yes, the belief was that the offense was going to be the unit that carried this team. I don't think that's the case anymore. I think we've got eight games that show us that the best part of this Georgia team is the defense. It's going to be tough to recalibrate that thinking, and Carson knows he has to be much, much better. But I'm not going to quite lean on this whole sky is falling belief, and I'm going to say Mike is saying that, but will say that this defense is good enough to win Georgia a national title. We've seen that before, and I think that we could see that again this season.
Okay, so let me ask you this. It is the impeccable Connor Riley joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from Dog Nation. What scares you about Ole Miss? Because we can't look ahead to Tennessee. I think that's a big game. Do not get me wrong. And I think that's the one, if you handle that, okay, you're in the driver's seat to maybe get back into the SEC championship. There are, what, two teams right now, A&M and Georgia, in the conference that are 5-1. You don't want to be 5-2 or 6-2 or whatever it's going to be. Ole Miss, what scares you about them?
I think that there's going to be a desperation with this Ole Miss team that Georgia maybe hasn't exactly faced, except for maybe against Alabama, but there's a lot of history there with Alabama. It's an Ole Miss team that they knew going into the season this was their single biggest game. I think that's why Lane Kiffin was so upset. This game got a 3:30 kickoff instead of a 7:30 game. This is a team that came together for a special season knowing, hey, we're going all in on this 1 year. And look, they've blown some games against Kentucky, on the road at LSU. But I think you saw this past week against Arkansas what this ceiling can be. And I will say this about Ole Miss. Well, yes, it has been a disappointing season for them. This is a team that was trailing against Oklahoma at halftime a few weeks ago. Oklahoma's a very bad football team. But at halftime of that game, I was able to watch with some friends, and it was just sort of remarking, saying, hey, look, the quit factor for this Ole Miss team, because it was thrown and microwaved together so quickly, could be very high. So it was either – no, with the schedule they have going into Georgia, they could be 5-4 or they could be 7-2. Since halftime of that Oklahoma game, Ole Miss has taken care of business. They've come together. They're playing their best football, in my opinion, over these last six quarters. And there's a desperation that is going to be evident and that Georgia's going to have to weather on Saturday night. They've done that before, and it's going to be a tough game. They've gone on the road to Alabama, a hostile environment. They've gone on the road to Texas, where they were playing against the refs in that game as well in a hostile environment and found a way to win. I think that we've seen this team do that before. And while, yes, Carson Beck is playing worse than he had going into those games, I think that they're going to have to be able to weather that storm one more time.
All right, man. ETN's okay?
Kirby said so. I know he told reporters he tried to go back into the game there on Saturday. Mm. They're really banged up a running back right now, but you like what you see out of Nate Frazier. We're going to find out more on Trevor as the week progresses and just how he sort of handles the rib pain that comes with this injury.
Connor Riley, great stuff. Tell the people where they can follow you and follow Dog Nation.
You can, guys, follow me on Twitter at K Connor Riley.
All right, great stuff. Connor, thanks so much for joining us, man.
And by the way, we're boys. We're just having fun. I mean,
I think you owe him a gift.
The thing with Beck, though, is he's already on record talking about his confidence. You know, not the coach talking about it. Kirby's had to talk about it, too. Okay. It gives you pause.
You know, we're going to come back because you got to work some things out here. You obviously have some things you need to work out, and we got to work this out. Happy Monday. Yeah. We hope you're having a great day. It's a great weekend in the A as the Falcons beat the Cowboys. We had Atlanta United win a playoff match. They will play again on Saturday to determine who wins that series and all the action right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. On top of that, you know, the Dogs win against Florida. And you would think that a win against Florida would make most Dog fans feel really good. But unfortunately, I think most Dog fans don't feel the way they should, including the guy to my left who is complaining about the quarterback who you do not trust. No. You don't trust him at all, do
no,
you?
No, I just don't. I mean, you know, look, I'm glad that he stuck it out, and I think you also know how it – let's be honest. Kirby goes with the guy with the experience who's been there the longest, and it works to his credit pretty darn well. You know, Stetson Bennett made it work. You know, the super-duper athletic guy just doesn't seem to match up with what Kirby does at quarterback. It just, you know, you find guys that get the job done. But the interceptions, man, two against Miss State, three against Texas, three against Florida. You know, three against Alabama. Don't ever mind Georgia fans about that. And it just, look, guys, it's not like the old days when you would have a little more reverence for the student athlete. Like, I'm not going to bury him. I don't give a crap if he drives a Lamborghini. He has two of them. He's earned it. You know, that's what the market will pay right now.
Wait a minute. He's got two?
No, I'm saying if he had two.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, I'm not going to be like one of these, like, nah, these kids with the NIL and the cars and the distractions. I don't know what he does in his off when he's not on the football field. He's been really good, and he can be good. But right now, he's doing stuff which makes any – look, the last interception, you can't put that on him, and there were drops in the Texas game, so I'm not going to make it like a one-sided argument, Carl. But he does things – when he throws into double coverage, he's got time to see that and diagnose it, and he still throws it in there, which doesn't make any sense. So either Bobo's not communicating it to him or the pressure's getting there. Ole Miss and Jarvis, Oren brought this up earlier. Oren said 42 sacks leads the nation. Now, they do give up more passing yards than Georgia does, but this is a really get-after-it defense. Sure, you can punch Ole Miss in the mouth, as Kentucky did and beat them, and LSU got into a shootout, which Georgia certainly can do over there in Oxford, but this is not going to be an easy game, especially if Beck is continuing this downward sort of trend with the interceptions.
Okay, so what does he need to do to make you feel better?
Well, I think some of this is with Bobo. Run the damn ball. You know, that's why ETA, you know, take the pressure off of him. Go with the run plays. Make the passing game the extension. It's almost like we got to go for the home run ball, and I get that. In this modern era of college football, Carl, everybody's scoring in the 30s and 40s. That's part of it. But until he can rein that in, well, look how they did rein him in the second half. Higher percentage throws, right?
Yep.
Shorter hits. Not the chunk plays that he's going for earlier. And just run the ball and go play action off that. So I'm not putting it all on Beck. I think Bobo's part to blame in how this has gone sideways at times, too.
How do you guys feel? 404-726-0929. We're going to take a few calls here, Turtle. 404-726-0929. Will the Dogs win a national championship with Carson Beck under center? Plain and simple. You either feel like they will or you feel like they won't. Based on the 9 weeks of what we've gotten, this is, you know, again, they had a week off, right? So we've seen 9 weeks of football. They are 7-1, and they had the bye week before the Florida game. This is not a trend. This is who he is. I asked that question, and I know that Connor Riley said, I think this is more of a trend. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that at this point. If this was week three, I'd say, okay, it's trending in the wrong direction, but he's got time to fix it. My thing with this is, if you don't get this right over the next three games, they're not going to be a one-loss team. They're either losing to Ole Miss or Tennessee, Mike, one or the other. That's where I'm at with this. I want to know what you think. 404-726-0929. Because I know Dog fans were talking about this all weekend. I was getting it all weekend. Oh, what's going on with Carson Beck? I do not know.
No, and all I'm saying, guys, I'm not saying he can't dial it in, but if he can, this is a young man who's talked about issues with his confidence. Kirby's talked about it. Other players have thought, and that's fine. Not everybody is going to come in there and just feel like, you know, King Kong every week they're out. But I just think it's kind of a thing. I think it gets between his ears. Just my spidey sense when it comes to Beck. And I'm not saying he's going to spit the bit against Tennessee. He may or may not. But when you get into these single elimination, these playoff games, and this new world we're going to be in, I got to know my quarterback's going to make good decisions with the football. I mean, because as we said, you don't have the defensive depth that you've had in years past. You got a great defense, right? Jalen Walker, Mikel Williams, you've seen these guys come to the forefront. But still, you cannot have your quarterback turn the ball over, giving the other team short field, especially when you play the better teams later in the year.
All right. Do you have the same issues Mike has? Let's grab a couple of phone calls. Turtle, who do we have on the line here? Let's go to Chase and Jefferson on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's a simple question, Chase. Where are you at on this Carson Beck discussion? You feel like they can win a chip with him under center?
It's a simple question, Carl, but it is a complex answer. And it's yes with a lot of asterisks. The reason I say yes is because, yeah, I don't feel warm and fuzzy. You know, there's a lot of teams that can beat Georgia, but there's not a team out there that Georgia can't beat, if that makes sense.
It does.
So we're just going to have to get back to old school, boring football, run it, don't turn it over, lull them to sleep, give up boring dink and dunk plays on defense. Don't give up anything deep. You know, I don't want to bail Carson Beck out, because if you looked at my group text with my buddies that we talked during Georgia games, you would see I'm not his biggest fan. But there's got to be some level of culpability on the receivers as well. You know, great receivers can really make the difference. We saw that with Brock Bowers, Ladd McConkey. So, you know, we're really not knocking out of the park. And I don't know what that goes to say about recruiting for the skill position. But at the end of the day, man, the question is, can we win a national championship with Carson Beck at quarterback? We absolutely can, because Kirby Smart's the head coach. So, go Dogs.
Chase, great stuff. That is a great response. And here's what he's saying. There's no dominant team in college football. That's what he's telling
us.
And he's absolutely right. Now, I will tell you, before we grab Quentin in the ATL, I think Dylan Gabriel's better at Oregon. I think Cam Ward at Miami is better. I think Curtis Rourke at Indiana, who's been injured, and the backup has come in, and they haven't lost a step, is better and has been better this year. But there's only about three or four guys in the college football landscape that I would put ahead of Carson Beck. Listen, they went to Texas. I was all about Quinn Ewers. He wet the bed.
And by the way, I'm not saying this is a factor in it, because I just think it's how the game flows, and he gets amped up and ramped up, and he makes some bad decisions. He's hurting his draft stock, because it is Shador Sanders, and it is Ward, and then you get into maybe yours is in that mix, and the other guys you mentioned, and all of a sudden now he's maybe the third Georgia Bulldog to get drafted, you know, on that on draft night. So, you know, because Michael Williams is going to be up there, Malachi Starks is going to be up there.
Yeah, those position players, right. I totally agree. Quentin is in the ATL. Quentin, can they win a national championship with Carson Beck under center?
Welcome in.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
They can, but y'all know my main thing, Mike Bobo, and he's the constant. He seems like he waits on the defense to stop instead of attacking. And my problem with Carson is every time he goes over the middle, it's where he's throwing his interceptions.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think that Mike has to see what's going on and get in Carson's head, but I think Carson is fine. I put more blame on Mike.
Okay. More blame from Quentin on Bobo. Right. Last call from Danny in Villa Rica. Danny, can they win a chip with Beck under center?
First off, long-time listener, first-time caller. Second off, hey, man.
Hey man.
I'm going to ask you guys a question. Do you think Kirby Smart is keeping Carson Beck in because of what he might know with the backup quarterback? Do you think he's making us, you know, like just watch this play out? Like, hey, y'all don't want the backup in. If y'all think Beck is bad, do right. we not want the backup in?
Well, we haven't seen Gunnar Stockton. Polisi, the kid from Connecticut, is next. And then Jaden Rashad is redshirting. But I don't know. I mean, we don't know. Vandergrift doesn't look like anything special. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, not playing with the same level, but there's some good players in Kentucky, and Vandergrift hasn't looked great.
No, he hasn't. And you know what? That's a good question, Danny, and I'd love to be able to tell you definitively, but I can't. I can't tell you definitively, yes, that's what Kirby knows, and therefore we're not going to see the backup, or he's not going to pull him. I think when you pull a guy, you diminish the confidence of the team.
Right. And the player as well. You're right. Right.
And that's the last thing you want to do with Carson Beck in this situation. Chase, Quentin, Danny, thank you guys for listening to Dukes and Bell, man, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Appreciate your input. Good stuff from our listeners. All right, coming up, Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, a bunch of people, they blanked around, and they found out. Starting with Gator fans down in Jacksonville. Who knew that Smokin' Joe Frazier is now working for Jacksonville PD? And then Jason Kelsey says, you don't talk to a grown man like that, sonny boy. It's all coming up. Where do players play on a Falcons Victory Monday? Coaches Show, guys, coming up at 6. We're going to hear Arch along with Ebba Cady and Coach Ra, right? Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour.
Coach and Darnell Mooney.
Darnell. What's up, Darnell?
What's up, Darnell? What's up, Darnell? He's been playing so well, man. But, Kirk Cousins as well. Right. And then the player guest is Caden Ellis.
Cool beans. And Caden Ellis had a big stop and some big plays. And we talked about him last week trying to ramp up the pass rush. So, great, great vibe up there. And Cowboy fans. Oh, man. And look. I get it. If you grew up, and we talked about this earlier, ran into one of our loyal listeners who happened to grow up in Birmingham, and so that's like neutral territory. I guess you could lean towards the Falcons. His dad actually watched the USFL team in there and also liked going up to Memphis to watch Reggie White play back in the day. But he gave me this whole story about how he became a Cowboy fan. I'm like, that's okay. You know, because if you grow up in a flyover state that doesn't have an NFL team, you kind of, you know, just like if you grow up in Utah, another one being a Braves fan. You're not a Dodger fan, you're a Braves fan.
Yeah. They were on TV all the time.
Right.
That was the team that was being promoted the most in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Let's just be honest.
Problem was getting to the stadium, and it's funny because all week long, you and I are like, you must be in your seat. Let's get in there when the player introductions happen like you should, like we saw with the Tampa Bay fans were in person last week. So I make this big pronouncement, get your butt in there.
Yeah.
And then me and Becky, we leave 11:15, takes like 30 minutes to get to the stadium, and then we get on 85, and bang! Dead stop south of the airport. And I'm like, what the hell? And now I'm in no man's land. I've already missed the exit for 285. So, and then I'm like, get on the, what's, she's like, rolling roadblocks. Don't tell me somebody's running for president is in town again. And no, it was the construction because they're paving. It's smooth as glass, by the way. It's really nice in the 7585, but they were doing some of that. So I said, all right, we'll go plan B. So I got off of Cleveland Avenue and I rolled down a back way.
Yeah.
But everyone else is following me because I got a Falcon. So I got these Alabama Yahoos and Mississippi people. They're all Cowboy fans. No idea where they're going. They're doing three-point turns in the middle of, you know, nobody. So just absolute blank show. So that's these petty aggravations. And Becky's like, remember your anger management technique. I know. I'm like, I know. I'm going to be good. And so we finally get down. Now we're close, right? We're less than a mile and a half out. I did this rant yesterday on my, small rant on Twitter about it. And we finally get close. Now we're down by like my Whitehall, south of like Magic City and everything. And now there's the freaking Peloton. These jackleg bicyclists decide, oh, it's game day for the Falcons. What a perfect day to clog a lane with a bunch of guys on bicycles.
So you couldn't get by.
And I'm literally, Becky's like, don't say it. I go, I can't help it. And I literally rolled down. I go, you know there's a Falcon game today. You don't, and why do you have to drive like a Good and Plenty to ride a bicycle? And these outfits are ridiculous.
They're all dressed the same, right?
Look, I get it. And I know I'm going to get some hate texts and all that, but you bicyclists, man, go up in the mountains. Get out of the city. Thank you. It's game day, man.
It's game day. It's game day.
You know, and then your last petty torment, you know, then we get to the CNN deck, and now there's the deck or whatever, and then, oh, is this parking? Yeah, and then everybody's getting the last minute, they're getting out of the nobody knows where they're free. The cops aren't helping. The traffic's insane. Took me an hour and 40 minutes to get to the freaking game yesterday. And then of course, because we're all digital, you go to the damn, how does this work? It's not working. Yeah, no one knows how to use the barcodes on their phone to get in the stadium.
The tickets.
Put it in your wallet. Not in your wallet. The wallet
in your phone.
Anyway. Right. But I didn't punch anybody. I left that for the guys at the Georgia-Florida game. Holy cow, those guys got tuned up. They were drunk as a skunk. But what's making more news other than Georgia and Florida fans, and mostly Florida fans showing their arse, was the Jacksonville PD. Now, look, if you got to take down a guy who's unruly, you can hit him with a taser. But this guy was like, I guess he thought this guy was a dartboard for his taser. He just hit this guy twice. And then this one cop who's apparently being investigated, he's got the handcuffs. Dude, you're not supposed to. Look, my father was a cop. My brother's on the job. We've got good friends that are cops. You're not supposed to use your handcuffs like brass knuckles. This guy's, I get it. You want to subdue somebody. Heaven forbid your weapon gets lost or so on. But you can't be sitting like wheeling on a guy like you're working on the speed bag at the gym.
He was working him over. And what was crazy is he didn't give a damn who was filming. He did not care. He was like, I'm going in on this dude. Y'all can film all you want to. I was shocked at how much he was punching that guy. I was like, man, he's laying this dude out. What did he do?
I have no idea. And see that, and that's the thing. In defense of law enforcement, if you see a snippet of the video, you don't know what the whole thing is. But you certainly can't sit there and go Joe Palooka on somebody for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was crazy.
There was bad optics on that, but Florida fans were definitely getting tuned up. Meanwhile, we live in a generation that a lot of kids and young people, whatever it is, old people too, don't realize there's consequences for your actions. So when a former center in the NFL, who's actually a really good guy, Jason Kelce, walks by, the idea that you're going to yell, hey, your brother's black, Taylor Swift, Kelce!
Good luck with that.
Kelce! I don't know if he got the right guy's phone in Happy Valley. This was up. He was up there doing college game day. Kelce made an appearance, tried to kick field goals with McAfee. And, you know, we like the Kelces. I like those guys. And the kid, whoever was popping off, obviously had alcohol for liquid courage. It's almost like, look, I get it. If you're going to run your mouth, there's going to be a chance you may get your butt kicked. Mm. I think there's so many folks, and I don't know, I don't want to make it a generational thing because there's people our age do the same thing. But it's like you feel like you're going to be able to yell at a guy who's capable of squashing you like a grape. And anyway, you saw it. He takes the phone, whammy, and he spikes the phone on the sidewalk, and everybody's like, oh, my God.
He picked it up and took it with him. That was the best part. He slams the phone and then picks it up. It's like, I got this. And, come get it. And the guy was like, wait a minute.
First off, the whole premise of your comment, you're going to say your brother is a homophobic epithet because he's dating one of the hottest women on the planet and biggest pop stars. To me, it's like, look, take it from me. I'm a guy who's run my mouth, and sometimes I've had people, you win some fights, you lose some fights, but you got to know they may be coming, right?
No doubt. I thought Kelce handled that perfectly, and honestly, if you are in my face like that, Mike, I have every right to slap your phone away or do whatever I need to do. I'm with you on this, man. And by the way, this is a punk kid. Right. This is a punk kid just trying to start something.
So I did get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did get a kick out of that. So as the saying goes, blank around and find out. Hey, by the way, we're going to be hitting the road this week. Just a programming note. Thursday, Chris, we're going to be at Taco Mac. That's the one on Dallas Highway in Marietta. So over in that neck of the woods, Cobites, come out and say hi to Dukes and Bell. We'll be out there doing the show.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. We love getting out that way, and love getting out and seeing you guys. So please make plans on Thursday.
Hey, one last nugget. We got to catch a break. We get ready for the Falcon Report. I just posted the video. Did you see the Commanders fan at MetLife who nearly went over the 300 level?
Oh, no.
This guy is wobbling, and he's obviously what's the commonality? It's always too much booze.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, if they ruin it for the rest of us, they're going to have a cocktail or two or a beer.
Juiced up.
But, you know, that's why they cut off beer sales in the fourth quarter. This guy is mouthing off, and then he goes to stand up, and he literally is one of his 500-pound butt cheeks from going over. And he would have squashed. Oh. Like, who knows how many Giants fans would have died if this fat slob had gone over the top. But the video is up at Mike Bell ATL. Let's be smart out there.
Yeah, man. Great stuff, Mike, as always. Hey, coming up, Falcon Report, guys. Kirk Cousins, he's been so good. And Darnell Mooney. Want to say it with me? What's up,
Darnell? What's up, Darnell?
He's been balling out as well. We'll hear from both of those guys as part of the Falcon Report and why you should feel confident that this is real. We'll tell you coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.